For some of you, particularly those of you who have embraced photography since the beginning of the digital age, the technique used by William Fuller to create this image may be a bit of a mystery. If you take your camera and you point it up at a building to photograph a cloud like this, you'll probably end up with something that looks a lot closer to the André Courtais image, with the skewed verticals. How did William Fuller get these parallel lines to not only be parallel to each other, but parallel to the edge of the photograph? Anyone who has used a view camera knows exactly how this is done. It's a technique of those cameras that allows them to make rectilinear lines even when the object photographed is considerably above the camera. The only other way to do it, of course, would be to photograph this kind of image from that high, in perhaps an adjoining or adjacent building, photographed with the camera stabilized parallel to the ground, perpendicular to the building, and thereby not creating any converging lines whatsoever. But barring that, the technique is to use a view camera that allows tilts and shifts of the plane of the lens in relationship to the plane of the film or the digital sensor, as it were. If you're unfamiliar with those techniques and you're interested in this kind of photography, you very definitely need to learn something about view cameras because they are the tool that's required to make these kinds of images. These cameras exploit something called the Scheimpflug technique, a bit of odd optical mathematics that you can research in Wikipedia and learn all about. So the differences between Fuller's image and Courtais' image may be not only an emotional one and a content one, but it could be as simple as the fact that they used different cameras to create their points of view, thereby resulting in photographs that have a completely different feel. Knowing both of these photographers, I suspect they made conscious decisions and chose the camera that best expressed the emotional content they wanted to. Nonetheless, each photographer had to choose the camera to create the point of view they wanted. And knowing the differences between these various kinds of cameras is a fundamental first step.